This is a CK to Z news update.
The Cortes Island Play School is still seeking to fill two vacancies and has a lot of support and flexibility for the right candidates. CK to Z News spoke with Mary Lavelle, manager of care, and also manager of Manson's Hall, which is where the play school is located, falling under the umbrella of the Southern Cortes Community Association, SCCA.
Currently, we don't have any staff for our play school, and this would be the first year in forever that we haven't had a play school running, which is an unusual situation. We're licensed through Island Health, and what that means is that we have certain criteria that we need to fill, such as early childhood educator, ECE teachers, ECE assistants, responsible adults, having a first aid certificate, criminal record checks. All of those things have to be in place, a good resume with references. A licensed program allows a parent to apply for subsidies through the government. So there is a subsidy for preschools that pays up to $11.25 per session. And that is almost half of the cost of our program, which is $25 per 4 hours. We put care plans in place if the children need more help. So there's lots and lots of benefits to being a licensed program. There's a lot of oversight. So we have a playground. They have their own bathroom. They have a beautiful room. It's light and bright. Traditionally, our program is 4 hours long, which is as long as a preschool can be. And of that time, we generally spend at least half of it outside. So the children are playing outside in almost all weather. We've got a little tent to put up when it rains. And if it's really inclement weather, then we also have the main hall available for the large muscle activities. So we're always making sure that the children get lots of play time.
And how old are the children?
2.5 to 5. So the earliest you can enter is at 2.5 and toilet trained, because we don't really have the facilities to work with kids that aren't toilet trained. Most kids come in around 3 and they stay for 2 years, and then they go off to kindergarten, and they've just had a little bit more experience in being with groups and a little bit more experience in being away from their parents and caregivers. So it's a great start. And the way that the play school operates depends somewhat on the staff. So each staff bring their own strengths and their own sense of the best way to run things. But in general, we've had Waldorf-type staff who are interested in crafts and natural materials and lots of play. And we never have had any staff that do any set curriculum. So we're not teaching letters and numbers, and we're teaching more developmental stages through play and fun and free play, and then some circle time and such things like that, where the kids will learn to sit in a circle, learn to follow direction, learn little songs, and songs often have actions to go with them, and the actions are gently teaching them to cross their bodies or raise their hands up. So we're always making sure that we're teaching through the play. The kids just learn more organically that way. So we've always had a great program. We've always had great staff. And this year we're in an unfortunate position where we just don't have any staff available, like many, many places. And I think in general, it's difficult for people these days to even decide to get the early childhood degree, because it's a 4-year program. It costs a lot to get through. And then you're, in our case, you only have a very small part-time job. It's not enough for somebody to move here for, and especially with our housing crisis, the job is 10 hours a week. Now, if someone came along and they wanted to extend the hours of the play school, if we had enough families who actually want more care, then that's actually a possibility. So we're quite open into what we would consider. I've also talked to my licensing officer. We're currently licensed under a preschool license. We can change our license to something called occasional care, which has a slightly different setup. In occasional care, we could go with an ECE assistant or a responsible adult leading the program. And then there are different criteria, like the child can't be in care more than 40 hours a month. We can only take 8 children. Now, we're licensed under the preschool for up to 12 children. If we went to occasional care, we could only take 8 children. These last few years, we've had around 10.
That's interesting. It sounds like it's a little bit more relaxed, but at the same time, there are a lot more limitations to what it can be.
Yes. So always with licensing, it's quite complex, and you need to know all of the different pieces and what you can and can't do. There's also something in licensing called exemptions. So if I have someone that's partly trained and continuing their training, then I can get an exemption and bump them up, which was the case for the last couple of years. I did have 10 children interested in attending this year. So I know that we could definitely run a program.
The demand is there.
Yeah. And the other thing is the SCCA is always as helpful as we can be with helping people to fulfill all the criteria that they need to. In the past, we've paid for training that people need to do. So if someone had experience with children and a great resume and excellent references and all those other things, we can get them through the first aid, the criminal record check, and the responsible adult training. So for the right candidate, we're definitely willing to help as much as we can so that we can help the community. It's a highly subsidized program by the SCCA. We also get gaming funding, and we make it as safe as we can. What we like to do in our play school is always have two adults present. So two adults with 10 children means that if one child is having a hard time, we still have another adult who can take care of everybody else. One adult can devote themselves to the care of a child without worrying what all the others are up to. So that's been always our philosophy, is to make sure that we keep it really supported for the staff and for the kids.
Is there anything happening in the interim since you're not able to offer what is normally there?
No. So at the moment, I'm going to advertise again. Maybe we advertise a little further out, but with our housing crisis, as I say, and a part-time job, it's very difficult for someone to decide to come here for such a thing. But we will continue to advertise and see if we can entice anyone to come and run the program with us. In the meantime, there isn't much we can do. Our room remains licensed. If we can't find any staff, then I can put our license on hold. But we are interested in running a licensed program. Now, the other thing is with the current guidelines for COVID-19, we ask our staff to either be fully vaccinated. And if they're not fully vaccinated, then they would need to wear a mask for the whole time during the program, which is not ideal because little children have a lot more difficulty understanding because they're learning. They're learning so much about speech, language, emotions, how to read faces. So it's not ideal to be masked with that young of a group. Last year, there was an exemption that we didn't need to do either. This year, it's tightened up.
And that's certainly adding that extra layer of complexity for you.
It does. And that's new and different than it's ever been before. So we did manage to keep running through the beginning of the pandemic, at least. And now things have got harder for the hall in general. As a multi-purpose building, we are having to look at each event and figure out if it's deemed an essential service and no proof of vaccination is needed, or if it's in another category as non-essential and then proof of vaccination is needed. So for instance, for anything to do with exercise, anything in the studio is considered proof of vaccination necessary. It is a hard time for us. We're dealing with a lot of changes. The public health orders are changing often, as you know. You have to read through them all and see how they affect us. And so it's different for everything we do. For the play school, licensing is strongly recommending vaccination with the adults because children can't vaccinate. And the way that licensing looks at it is that we have to do everything we can for the safety of the children. So the adults have to be taking some precaution, whether it's vaccination or masking, because if anything were to happen, if there's any kind of outbreak in the play school, then we're definitely in the wrong if we can't be seen to have taken every precaution that we could. So it's all about safety. And with licensing, it's always the tightest hug. It's always, always erring on the side of caution, you know, so we're always checking the safety of the playground and the safety of the room, and all of those things are always taken under consideration.
It is a challenging time, isn't it?
It's made it much more difficult for people to access the hall.
How long have you been overseeing the program and the hall, actually?
I started here late 2009. I was a play school parent way back in the day before I ever worked at the hall. And both of my children are alumni of the Cortez Island Play School. So it has a very special place in my heart. At that time, the model of operating was parent participation. The parents were the second adult in the room. We rotated through and we got to know all the families and all the children. We did a lot of fundraising and it was a really lovely experience for all of the families. Over time, the demographic decreased. There were less families, and the families were less supported. You know, times got harder, inflation happened, it's all of those things. And the parents at a certain point asked that we move from the parent participation model to a more classic model of care. So more parents were in need of respite time, and they needed to be able to drop off their children and take that time for themselves to work or recharge or whatever they needed. Which is not to say we couldn't go back to a parent participation.
Yeah, I was curious if there's been any interest expressed in that, because maybe that would be a little bit easier to make happen.
It may be, and it has occurred to me that maybe we should let people know that is a possibility, because it keeps the costs lower. In that case, we hire only one staff because the parents volunteer as that second person in the room. So there are some benefits to that model, and we would be absolutely open to returning to parent participation model, moving to the occasional care license, or looking for two staff and continuing with the classic model, whatever suits parents and their needs. The bottom line is not losing our program, is, you know, anything we can do to find that staff and keep this program running. So one of the benefits of the preschool model license is that there's the only criteria for getting the subsidy is your income level. Once you move to occasional care or any of the other kinds of care, then you have to show a social need for a subsidy, which means that you're working or you're seeking work. So it gets a little bit more complicated for the parents to get a subsidy. And that's one of the reasons that we have stuck with our preschool model.
And regardless, you would need at least one staff to move forward.
Yes, regardless. But there are people out there who have, you know, different kinds of experience with children, who may not have any ECE experience, but have worked with children in different capacities. And all of that experience is valid and we can work with. The bare minimum would be to get the responsible adult training. A responsible adult course is not difficult. It's a 20-hour course. Basically, it just puts you through all of the developmental stages, both social, emotional, physical stages that age group is going through, and just kind of bringing everyone to the same level of understanding of child development. So it's a great course to take. And as I say, the hall can support people in taking that course. So I would encourage anyone who has any thoughts about getting involved to give me a call. We can certainly help out in any way we can. We've got money for supplies. We've got art supplies. We've got indoor space, outdoor space. We just need someone to come along and pick it up. And you know, there's a lot of freedom to set up a program the way that suits the staff. Timeline would be as soon as it would suit somebody who showed up. So we could start as soon as possible. We could set a January start. Again, we have a lot of flexibility. I know that a lot of families are self-organizing at this point and finding ways to continue to get together, and that's great. We're certainly happy about that and would like to add to that mix our licensed programs being available. So all of these things can be of benefit to the community. And that's the bottom line. That's why we're here. We're here to help. We're here to build up our capacity, to build our community, to offer the services that are needed to support young families.
You've been listening to an interview with Mary Lavelle, Manager of Care for the Cortez Island Play School.